This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on our website, including our listener map. You actually have to go directly to map.freetalklive.com because we actually haven't linked from our main site yet, quite yet. I want the map to populate to like 1,000 people before I link it from the main site.
There's like 400 and something on there already.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll do it at 500. You can go to map.freetalklive.com, add yourself to our listener map. It's a worldwide map. It's very simple. You just plot yourself where you live. You don't have to actually give your street name or anything. You just give your zip code or the general area in which you live. And it's neat because you can add a picture of yourself. You can put a little phrase up as well. And you can see who else in your area is listening to Free Talk Live. But map.freetalklive.com. So we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. You can call in about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, 800-259-9231. And also, you should know,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. This is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job and got a great website as well.
Thank you, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Yeah, basically, I just want to talk to everybody. I'm an ordinary, lawful American citizen who has witnessed for the past 20 years the systematic, ruthless, and devastating erosion of our liberties by a government behaving in an unconstitutional and corrupt manner.
As somebody who's been paying attention for 20 years, that must be really disturbing. I mean, I'm only 25 myself, so I've really only been paying attention for the last 5 to 7 years. I mean, how does it feel to just watch your liberties and freedoms just slipping away?
Well, I've only been recently involved and active in addressing these issues. And now, when I call the comment line and White House, when I call Congress, when I call the media, I make them feel like a mouse sitting beside a big snake. That's the best way I can describe it. Now,
what do you mean by that?
Well, basically, I explain to them, they rape the Constitution and molest our rights. Our disingenuous legislators, Supreme Court justices, and federal judges.
Disingenuous? I guess disingenuous does work. They're not really very smart.
Yeah, they belittle and dishonor the memory and ten integrity of our founding fathers, first of all.
After they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution,
right,
which is a real slap in the face.
Now, these self-perceived ethical scholars of law have bastardized the Constitution with their convoluted and ambiguous interpretations of our Bill of Rights. Now, virtue by virtue, liberty by liberty, our Constitutional Republic is systematically being eroded away.
Are you reading that?
No.
Okay.
I'm telling you,
we're well prepared.
Well, yeah, exactly. We, the people, should demand from our legislators that they cease their unconstitutional assaults on the American people. Now, if our elected officials refuse to obey and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, then vote these traitors out of office. They're nothing less than that.
What about the people that suggest, and I mean, not to conspiracy monger or anything like that, but what about the people that suggest that the voting's rigged?
Well, that may be true, too.
What are we going to do then? I mean, if we can't vote them out of office, what do we do then?
Well, I think that's part of the problem. Now,
my answer for you, by the way.
Well, they don't want the American people to know the law, okay, first of all. They don't, and, of course, we have a little body of law called the United States Code.
Mm-hmm.
And under Title 18, which is the criminal code under the United States Code, there's a Title 18 United States Code Section 1001,
uh-huh,
which is statements or entries generally, and I'll just read this briefly. It's Part A.
Can you recap it? Because, gosh, law is really dry. It's really dry stuff.
Well, I mean, it's basically, it says, except as otherwise provided in this section, whoever in any manner within the jurisdiction of the executive, legislative, or judicial branch of the government of the United States, knowingly and willfully, one, falsifies, conceals, or covers up by any trick, scheme, or device the material fact, two, makes any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation, or three, makes use of any false writing or document knowingly.
There's a punishment applying to federal people that make false statements?
Well, that's what it's saying according to the law.
How come nobody has ever charged any federal person with this particular statute?
Well, there actually has been people charged with it. It's just not well publicized.
Huh.
But in any event, elected and appointed officials who, you know, intently and actively attempted to subvert the Constitution of the United States must be impeached.
They should be punished. Absolutely.
Convicted and imprisoned for acts of high treason against
this
nation.
You know, Jeff, I don't support the death penalty for the most part, but I'll make an exception for scumbag politicians. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I wish somebody would charge these people with something for violating the Constitution, but who will? Because if they start bringing politicians up on charges, then the size of the government's going to start contracting. It's going to start getting smaller eventually, and none of them want that. The judicial branch doesn't want less government. The executive branch certainly doesn't want less government, and the representation branch, the legislative branch, certainly doesn't want it either. So they're all kind of working hand-in-hand together to protect one another and to enlarge and increase the oppressive size of the state.
You know, a state that's grown by huge numbers just in the last few years, under Bush, under a small government Republican, quote-unquote, it has grown just to be an enormous size. And that's not accounting the war and the disasters that have occurred.
Yeah, old George W. has grown the government at a clip that only Bill Clinton could have dreamed about. And throughout the entire his entire administration, he still had his Republican cheerleaders over there going, rah-rah Bush, even though he's made government dramatically larger. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
That's homeless Matthew in Massachusetts.
I saw that in front of your name, and I wasn't sure if that was correct. What has happened?
Yeah, I was driven out of my house because of a failure in the AMP program.
What?
They it charged me like five or six times. Mm-hmm. Over, you know, when I was trying to make a
so you couldn't make your mortgage payment as a result of
it's just now me and Kayleen are out on the street, and thanks to you guys.
Hey, now, I issued you refunds, man.
I know.
You're talking about our new credit card form at freetalklive.com. We've got our amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com, and up until this point, it has required a PayPal account, but now it doesn't. And there was, I guess, some little bugs that we had to work out, and you were our guinea pig, I suppose.
Yes, and I'm proud to be a guinea pig for Free Talk Live.
Well,
what I'm here for, actually. Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? What are you here for?
Guinea pigness.
Oh,
guinea pigness.
You're here to be taken advantage of. Okay.
That's right.
You know what?
The sound of that, man.
While we've got you on the line, you're going to love this, man. Straight out of Boston, Massachusetts Attorney General launching an investigation into several supermarkets. Yes.
Massachusetts?
They stayed open on Thanksgiving in defiance of the state's Puritan-era blue laws.
No.
The laws were passed in the 1600s to keep colonists at home or in church on Sundays. Parts of the laws, such as the ban on Sunday liquor sales, have actually been repealed. So apparently now in Massachusetts, you can go and purchase alcohol on Sundays.
We can go purchase the alcohol on Sunday in defiance of the Lord's law.
Well, however, they forgot to repeal the prohibition on the stores doing alcohol business on Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. So that particular law is still on the books. And instead of just letting it be a law on the books and leaving people alone, David Guano, a spokesman for the Attorney General, says...
Doesn't that mean bat poo?
I was just going to say, that really his last name is Guano?
Yeah. He says, if these stores want to open, there's a way to do it. Change the law. That's what he has to say about it.
Yeah, I saw this. And
he's
I saw
well
this,
named.
And I saw this article having to do with that. That's the cue there. But anyway, the article said the Attorney General of Massachusetts, or whatever his title was,
right,
was sending letters, these really rough letters to these different
threatening letters. I believe it. We'll give you the details coming back. 800-259-9231. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
G'day, I'm Sly.
And I'm Lynn. We're from the Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy.
Entry 42-6-9. Earth Podcast, Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy. Publication date, year 86,587. The Griffin's Guide is an electronic field guide for the interstellar traveller. It contains entries on science fiction, role-playing tips, cyberpunk news, technology updates, alerts on space criminals, galactic news, and reviews of Earthling books, movies, and games. Now a word from our editor.
Greetings, cyberpunk. Don't panic. Visit us at www.TRYPHONSGUIDE.com. Griffin's Guide.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 1,000 people interacting there. I think well over 68,000 posts for you to surf around through. Topics from fun stuff to downright serious issues. It's all to be had, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. Now, we were actually talking about a story from Boston, Massachusetts, where I was under the impression that Massachusetts was going after supermarkets for selling liquor on Thanksgiving, because the article mentions blue laws, the Puritan era blue laws, which originally were intended to prevent liquor sales on Sunday. However, as it turns out, Massachusetts is actually going after supermarkets for just being open, period. It had nothing to do necessarily with them selling liquor on Thanksgiving, but Massachusetts apparently sent out warnings to Whole Foods, to Walmart, Family Dollar, Big Lots. They sent out warnings threatening them, you know, giving them a little reminder saying, hey, you're not supposed to be open on Thanksgiving. Don't you forget that. And so they didn't open up, but apparently Super 88 officials say they didn't know anything about the warnings.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. We don't care if this law was written 400 years ago, and it's stupid as hell.
Yeah. According to Rudy Chen, a former manager of Super 88, says, we don't, actually the one in Chinatown, he says, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. His name's Rudy Chen. He's not from around here.
He doesn't give a damn about it.
Right.
Thanksgiving.
He said the store he managed was always open on Thanksgiving, and nobody's complained so far. Heck no, nobody's complained. You know what? I worked at Kmart for 3.5 years, Manwich. And there was 1 year, and that 3.5 years that Kmart actually opened up on Thanksgiving Day, I have never experienced such insanity on a retail sales floor.
There's nothing to do on Thanksgiving. I mean, if you don't feel like spending the whole day cooped up with family, and quite honestly, it can be a little boring over at Grandma's house, you know.
And people always need some last-minute stuff, you know. People are always having to run out, grab the salt at the last minute, that sort of thing. And combine that with Black Friday-style sales, and combining that with the fact that nobody else was open on Thanksgiving, the store was packed.
I bet.
And I can imagine that Super 88 or whoever else was open on Thanksgiving Day in Massachusetts was raking it in. And in a free marketplace, you should be able to open whatever darn day you want to.
If you feel like it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you can stay closed the whole time if you feel like it, too. You won't be in business very long, but I feel like businesses should be free to do that.
But Massachusetts says, if you don't like it, change the law. They're going to enforce their stupid 1600s blue laws on these stores that wanted to serve their customers. That's all they wanted to do. They wanted to be open for their convenience.
Baffling.
Did they make it so 7-Elevens have to shut down? Let's go back to Matt in Matthew in Massachusetts. You're back on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Manwich. Do they force 7-Elevens to close down on Thanksgiving Day?
You know, I can't remember, but I do know that the Attorney General was talking about how they've just been all these companies are trying to force their employees to work on a Thanksgiving Day when they should be at home. You know, because you know they're just in chains in there and
right.
They interviewed one of the he was like Shaw's, like a supermarket around here, and they interviewed him, and he said, well, you know, no, they're getting paid extra, and they have a choice whether to work today, and, you know, no one's forcing them to stay. They're making
Heck
a lot of money.
I worked every holiday I possibly could when I was in retail.
Yep.
And while he's in radio.
Yeah.
Except
I don't get paid now.
But this guy Kelly, the Attorney General of Massachusetts here, was going on about how these employees have a right to a Thanksgiving holiday. You know?
Horrible, and just it's, disgusting.
Oh, yeah,
socialist
like, sorry,
mantra.
There's no right to a, this is not a you know there's no right to a holiday. If they want to work, they can work.
Absolutely,
no one's forcing them to.
Hey, that is so sad. Did you have any final comments for us, Matthew?
Just have a very good evening, and when I get I'll be sending that amp. Aim it over.
Cool. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Massachusetts says, you have a right to a day off.
Ho, ho, ho.
That is so disgusting to me, Manwich. Can you imagine this? Why anybody wants to live in Massachusetts, I don't understand.
You do have a right to a day off. It's just that you're employed.
No, you don't.
You do.
No,
sure.
You don't. You only have a right to what you bargain for, and if you bargain for a day off with your employer...
I can leave my job for a day if I feel like it. It's my employer's choice whether they take me back the next day.
Okay, true. You have the freedom to not work, but you don't have a right. To suggest you have a right to a day off makes it sound like you have a right to this person's, to control this person's business. You have a right to do as you please on their property.
The government shouldn't have the power to tell a business that they have to give an employee a day off on a particular day.
Of course not. But Massachusetts thinks they do, and if you are somebody that loves liberty and you're still living in Massachusetts, why aren't you in New Hampshire yet? Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Nacho in Texas. Nacho, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, thank you for putting me on, because I really do think... this thing about DU needs to be yelled loud worldwide.
What did you say, DU?
Delaware University?
No, sir. No, sir. The uranium we're pumping into the land of Iraq that will kill the Iraqi people, all of them, the 2.5 million or 3 million Iraqi people.
And it's not going to be very good for our soldiers either.
We are going to kill them. kill their land, kill their air, kill their water for forever. This is nothing they're going to get over in the next 10 years. It's forever. We're destroying a whole country.
Now, this
let
is
alone
what...
every military man that sets foot on that property is going to breathe in this isotope.
Now, that, this depleted uranium is used in the shells that they the larger shells that they have for, you know...
It's used in everything, 50 caliber on up from what I've read.
50 caliber on up? But
yes,
not
sir.
In their standard M16s and the 223 rounds there, right?
I don't believe so, but
nonetheless,
we have pumped in tons and tons and tons of nuclear waste into the, that land. Every serviceman that goes over there needs to be informed that he will be infected and he will die within 3 to 10 years.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be all of them.
If they breathe in one isotope, which is, from what I've read, was 0.02 microns, which can get through a mask.
Wow. Well, I mean,
die.
that's only if you're in the area where those rounds have been fired off.
That's
if you're
the whole land has been contaminated.
It certainly
at
is
this
disturbing.
Point in time.
It certainly is disturbing, and we appreciate the heads up. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
One of many horrible things that are going on in Iraq, but, you know, everybody knows that this stuff is terrible for you.
It's old
Why
news.
People are still signing up for the military,
right.
Beyond me.
Well, it's old news. I mean, whether it's depleted uranium, Agent Orange, or whatever, it's old news that the United States military doesn't really care. They don't really give a rat's butt about their employees. In fact, it's proof. There's proof in the VA. Go and talk to any veteran. Go ahead. Talk to any one of them and ask them what their experience has been like cashing in on their free health care benefits that they get after the fact.
Most of them are miserable about them.
Oh, yeah. In fact, some of them will tell you that they think that the VA is trying to kill them. I've had a few veterans tell me that. That they believe their doctor at the Veterans Administration is trying to kill them with the medication that they're giving them. It's socialized medicine at its finest, and of course it results in terrible outcomes.
You know, it's cheaper the fewer vets they have.
That's true. 800-259-9231, and the doctors have to do less work. 1-800-259-9231, this is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Saturday night show. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo. Not just any photo, but one they actually had specifically taken for Free Talk Live. And in the picture, they are validating themselves. And what that means is they're holding up some sort of signage that references the show. That way we know that it's actually them that sent us that picture. So check out the Free Talk Live website, freetalklive.com, and especially the Shrine of Female Listeners. All right, let's go to the email box, Manwich. This one from Liz. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. She says, I'm having a hard time. This is actually an email in response to an email that I'd already responded to her with.
Okay.
But this one I thought was worth reading on the air. She says, I'm having...
Apparently she didn't make the cut the first time.
No. I'm having a hard time... Not everybody does, man, which we get a lot of emails. I'm having a hard time believing that you can get a group of more than five libertarians together that would be able to succeed in a free market situation. If the free market is so natural, why hasn't it happened yet? Every successful developed country has some form of a government, many more socialized than ours. Sure, there are tons of inefficiencies. She says she's worked for the U.S. government before, so she knows firsthand. But if the market was able to work so much better, I feel that it would have taken over many government jobs by now. I feel as though the market on the whole has no interest to do this government work.
That's silly. I mean, the government enforces its power with guns. Machine guns, if necessary. I mean, they pass laws and they have police and the military to enforce their wishes. How could the market get around that? The market does its best to get around it.
See, here's
and
why
it does in many cases.
Right. Here's why the government does all of the things that it does, and the market hasn't, as she puts it, just naturally taken over. Well, the reason why is because the people that participate in the marketplace are doing things on a voluntary basis. And you mentioned the guns, but let's really focus in on why the market is so different from the government. In the marketplace, when I go to Burger King and I buy myself a hamburger, I'm turning over a dollar or whatever a hamburger costs these days, and they're going to turn over a beef patty on two buns or however I want it, right? Because I can have it my way.
Any way you want it, yeah.
So I'm going to gain from the transaction because I'm getting my belly full.
Right.
They're going to
gain. You wouldn't be doing the transaction if the cheeseburger was $10, you'd say, heck no, that's too much.
That's right.
Or if it was $100, you say, wow, that's too much for a cheeseburger. I'm not going to do it. So you must be feeling like you're getting the better of the bargain because you're turning over your dollar and getting something better for it.
And in a voluntary transaction between two parties, each person typically feels as though they're getting the better deal because Burger King's thinking, ha, we're going to sell this burger and make a keystone on it. That's my favorite new little business term, sandwich. We're going to double our money on this hamburger because that patty only cost us 15 cents. The lettuce only cost us 5 cents. And, you know, the whole burger might have only cost 50 cents for them to make, including
restaurants,
the employee
time. Doesn't work that way. They make a lot larger profit margin at restaurants.
Really?
But they have spoilage and stuff.
Well, yes, and they still have to pay their overhead and all that. And so Burger King feels like they're gaining from the transaction because they just made a profit on that hamburger. They certainly didn't want that burger sitting there at the end of the day, so it's a good thing I took it away from them and gave them money for it. So I win and they win. In a voluntary free market, both sides are winners. You could point out that sometimes people get ripped off, but I think that even they win because they gain experience from it and they'll know better for next time.
And they did voluntarily turn over their money.
That's right. Now, that's how the free market operates. It's people just voluntarily making their lives better, doing what they want to improve themselves and to improve their businesses and to make their lives better. That's the free market. And it's always in action. Always. Now, the government is like this big, violent gang of thugs that comes in and says, whoa, you're going to be closed on Thanksgiving or else. You're going to do da-da-da-da-da-da-da or else. Now, what's the or else, man? Which
the or else is every single time it's, we're going to put a bullet in your head. Because that's what it is.
No, if I open on Thanksgiving, they're not going to put a bullet in my head. They're going to find me.
If you open up on Thanksgiving, it's because you believe that you have the right to do that. And if you defend that right, if you say, I'm right and you're wrong, government, this is a bad law, well, then they're going to send you a fine and you're not going to pay it, are you? You're going to rip it up and say, I hate this fine. These people are wrong. Well, they're going to send you another one, a little warning. Hey, pay right. that fine, and you're going to rip that thing up, too. And then they're going to send some bureaucrat, and you're going to toss him out on his butt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be back, and he's going to bring the law with
That's
him.
That's right.
And you're going to try to toss the law out, and the law is not going to go. And when you lay your hands on that cop,
there's
going to be a tussle.
Wait, why aren't they going to go? It's because my business. It's my property. How dare they come on my property and try to tell me what to do?
Well, they don't see it that way. They see your belongings and your body as belonging to the government of the United States of America.
Oh.
And that's the way it is.
Right.
You belong to them in their minds.
So the reason why the free market can't just take over these governmental functions, the reason why the free market hasn't entirely subsumed the police department, is because it's against the law. Because the government passes all of these laws, which is nothing more than words written on paper by men and women, it passes all of these laws, and then it puts a bunch of men with guns behind them to enforce them. And the marketplace is made up of mostly nonviolent people. The marketplace is made up of people that they don't want to get in any trouble for what they're doing. They just want to make their customers happy, and they want to live nice, cushy lives.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's the marketplace. So when the government passes these laws, the marketplace 99% of the time, just bends over and says, okay, we'll close on Thanksgiving. Okay, we won't sell alcohol before noon on Sundays. Okay, we'll do as you request. We'll do as you request. That's what the marketplace does, because it doesn't want to be shot.
It doesn't want to go to jail.
The people that are participating don't want to be facing armed thugs. That's the answer to your question, Liz. And that's all that government is. I'm sorry if this is news to you. They are a bunch of thugs. Yes, okay, there's a bunch of bureaucrats as well, and they don't necessarily carry the guns, and they're the ones that send out the warning letters and that sort of thing. But eventually, as you pointed out, Manwich, the guys with the guns are going to come to your door to force you to do as they want you to do, even if you've never hurt anybody. I mean, really, who were they hurting? We were talking about Boston earlier, Massachusetts, and their stupid law that forces businesses to close on Thanksgiving. Who were they hurting by opening their doors on Thanksgiving?
They were hurting God. They were violating God's law. We must act in obeisance to God's law as it's perceived today, as though God had anything to do with the Thanksgiving frickin' holiday. You know, I'm sorry, wasn't in the Bible, just so you know. We have to do what God says, otherwise he'll strike down our nation.
Now, to point out to Liz, there are a lot of areas. I mean, all of the areas we talk about getting the government out of and having the marketplace take care of in the future, whether it be Social Security, whether it be police protection, whether it be fire, that sort of thing, all of these areas, ambulance services, they're being done by the marketplace in some places.
Mm-hmm.
In some places, the local governments have decided that, wait, maybe the market can do this better. Let's let them give it a shot. And it works.
Well,
but it's not all over the place, and it's not all in one place either. It's just spread out. There are little examples of how the marketplace can do everything the government does better.
Well, let's look at trash or ambulance service. Either one, the descriptions are almost exactly the same. Does it make sense if I want to open my trash or ambulance service in a town that has, city-run or county-run trash or ambulance service?
It'd be tough to compete because they're subsidized.
Tough. It'd be impossible. Who wants
you
to
could,
have...
You could if you really offered stellar service and managed to make the prices reasonable. You could.
You could do it, but it'd be crazy.
It's the last business opportunity you'd want to take because there's better opportunities out there. So the government monopolizes these services, and in many cases, they pass laws to prevent others from getting into those same areas. That's why it's not happening, because the marketplace is, for the most part, a law-abiding function. And I think that needs to change. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night show. Still got some time for you to make your calls about anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives on our website. Boy, do we have archives. The last 7 months of the show are right there on the front page of the website, available for you, free, at freetalklive.com. No charge, no games, freetalklive.com. 7 months of archives. Go get them. All right, so we're in the middle of an email from Liz, and Liz is having a tough time understanding why it is, if the free market is such a great thing, and it is, if the free market is such a great thing, how come it hasn't just replaced the government? Simple answer, Liz, because the government is a violent group of thugs. And the free marketplace is just something that exists because people are trying to make each other happy. Because in the free market, you will not succeed in business unless you help people.
It's true.
You will not succeed unless you give your customers what they want, inspiring them to come back again and again and again. And inspiring them to tell their friends about your business. That's how the free marketplace works. Because if you're a lousy business person, if your product is shoddy, and you don't make changes to make things better, you're dog meat, pal, because you're going to go out of business. Because nobody's going to come and bring you money anymore.
I'm afraid so.
The government doesn't operate under the principles of the free market. The government is totally separate from that. In fact, Manwich, the other day on the show, you made reference to... We were talking about how long the government has been around in this country. You know, it's been couple hundred years at this point, and you said, well, if you bought a car and it lasted for 200 years before breaking down on you, you'd be pretty happy about that purchase.
I sure would.
And that was not a good analogy.
Why is that?
Well, because the government is also a product. It's also something that man created. It's not a natural organization. It's something that somebody came up with. It's an idea, like any other product or service, that somebody came up with.
Sure.
Except the difference between the government's product and everybody else's product is that theirs is provided at the point of a gun. You don't have the option to say no to this government. You don't have the option, well, you can say no, but they're going to come and throw you in jail, and if you don't want to go to jail, they're going to shoot you. You don't have the option to do those things for the most part. So the marketplace tends to just kind of sit back and let the government do what it wants to do. And, you know, like the restaurant industry, for instance, the restaurant industry has been beaten over the head with government regulations. This new anti-smoking regulations, for instance. We had an emailer tell us that up in the state of Maine, they mandated that all restaurants go half smoking, half non-smoking. And then the restaurants spent all this money retrofitting their restaurants and that sort of thing, and adding vent systems or whatever else they needed to do to comply. Because the market's good about following the law. They comply. They don't want trouble from the men with guns. And then, a couple years later, after that regulation came down, the government came down and said, forget about that Splitsville idea. Let's just make it so you can't have smoking in your restaurants. Period.
Period.
And so then...
And so they provided lots of money for these restaurants to retrofit themselves?
No. They just expect compliance, and that's what the government always does. They pass their stupid laws, and they expect people to comply with them. And for the most part, they do. And that's why there's a problem in this country, because people comply with bad laws. And I say it's time for you to stop. I say it's time for you to stop complying with laws that are just outrageous. Now, I'm not saying go out and murder people, because I think those are legitimate. Those are the only legitimate laws, those that govern people hurting other people.
Stealing from other people.
Yeah. But the ones that govern business, the ones that govern voluntary transactions, just stop it. For instance, the video game industry. If the government wants to come down with some sort of law that says you can't make adults-only games anymore, you can't make mature games anymore, stop complying with them. Just say, F you, government. We're going to keep making whatever games we want to as long as these stores are willing to sell them. But the problem is, it requires a lot of people to have this same mindset.
It does require the testicular fortitude to sell those games and have the cops come in and tear them off the shelf and
send you
fees and summonses and all that stuff.
But it would be so easy to do if more people did. I mean, if only 5%, 5 to 10% of business people just decided to stop complying with the government altogether, it'd be huge. I mean, that would be a business revolution in this country. It could be done, but what it takes is somebody with the cojones to actually do it. And, of course, we're entering an age now, Manwich, where the Internet's going to allow things like this to happen. The Internet, I think, is really liberty's salvation in this country. Because it's allowing people to come across shows like ours, where we're talking about liberty and freedom on a night-to-night basis, and putting some ideas into people's heads that maybe hadn't thought about things quite this way. Because really, when you're going about your business, when you're going about your daily routine, and the government, if you run a business, and the government passes a law that's going to affect your business, it's more economical for you to just comply. Because it's not economical for you to reach out to all the other businesses in your industry and ask them all to not comply and reach out to all your customers and explain to them why it is you're not complying with the law and have some sort of public relations campaign as to why the law is so bad. For the most part, it's just easier to just go along with what the government wants.
It sure is.
In the long run, it's to your detriment. One law, no big deal. Two laws, you can live with it. Three laws, five laws, 10 laws, 25 laws. At what point do you stop? At what point is enough enough? At what point does it start to crush your business?
Well, there's a lot of businesses that have been run into the ground by all these regulations.
That's right. Step by step. Little bit by little bit, they're crushing our economy. Now the government's taking 50% of everybody's money on average. After all the taxes are factored together, that's crushing our economy too. Things are just getting worse, and it's only going to stop when you put a stop to it. We want your thoughts. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Coercive law, scourge on humanity. More coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain. We might be able to slip you in here. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. All of it is free. Archives, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. For free, freetalklive.com. Though we ask that you voluntarily support the show. That's why we've created the AMP program. It is totally non-coercive, unlike our government. Totally voluntary. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn all about it. There are a lot of cool little perks, like the Amplifier-only forum on our bulletin board system, the fact that amplifiers get access to our classic archives that we're posting every $25 that we get contributed, and the long-term goal that's going to benefit everybody, once we reach 50% of our AMP goal, we're going to cut 2 minutes an hour of commercials out of the show, and we're going to place it with Showtime. When we reach 100% of our goal, man, we're going to cut another 2 minutes an hour out of the show. That's a total 25% in commercial time reduction.
Sweet.
That's serious business, and we mean it. And all we're asking for is $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Another bonus for our amplifiers that we've created recently is the amplifier-only call-in line. And Corey in Minnesota is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Corey.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
This little line here. Just wanted to add on the conversation about taxes and that sort of thing. Licenses are another a form of taxes. I mean, it seems like everything you do nowadays, whether it's fishing or you open up a business, have a liquor license, or you want live music in your club, or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it seems like that's a tax, and it seems like it's almost across the board. I mean, I just got married, and I had, you know, a license, and unfortunately...
hey, do you think I'm getting married in February, and I'm not going to have a license? Do you think the cops will raid our marriage?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Darn.
But
that would have been so exciting.
Saying, but the point is, I guess, that it seems like with all of these licenses, it's another tax. It's not, you know, a direct tax, but it's something that we do, whether we're, you know, going, you know, a dentist has to have
sure.
one. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just, it seems like everyone has to
and,
have a license,
you know,
to do anything nowadays.
People just pay them out of hand, you know. Like, I can understand why you have a license plate on the back of your car. I guess it makes sense to be able to have a little number there that cops can check to make sure that if you're running away from the scene of a bank robbery, you know, which car it is. But why does that license have to be renewed every year?
It's all about the money.
It is all about the money.
What about tabs? You know, why is it? Can you explain to me why they do tabs?
Tabs?
No, they put Well, in Minnesota, they always have you put tabs on your car, and you pay it like a big fee, you know, every year. Or
what
so.
Is a tab? License tag?
Yeah, they're like little tabs that you put on your car. They're different colors, and they say that you are licensed to drive in 2006.
Oh, yeah, the
tab.
Little sticker things.
Okay.
Yeah, we have. We don't call them tabs down here, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do that
sticker,
down here.
Sure.
That's to show that you're in compliance. See, the other side of licensing, beyond being an extra tax, it's also to get people used to the idea of you must ask for permission if you want
right.
to run a business.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that can't even cut someone's hair. You know, it seems just ridiculous.
That's you right. can't buff their nails for a buck.
Well, and the other, the really disturbing side of licensing is the fact that it's a protection racket for those who have already gone through the licensing process, because everybody that spent thousands of dollars to acquire their licenses, they want to force everyone else to spend thousands of dollars. Otherwise, that's not fair to them.
Right. You can't be like the guy in New Hampshire, the manicurist. You know.
Yeah, the outlaw manicurist who gave out manicures for a dollar a pop. Corey, great call,
right.
man. Thanks as always.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. 800. Hey, we're done for tonight, man. What am I talking about?
That's
800.
It.
This is your show, and we're going to be back Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Till then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show. $3 a month. Super benefits. Amp.freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...